Welcome to the Trade Securely podcast.
There have been rumblings from various quarters that we are in for an economic slowdown in the coming months. And if you look at recent history, slowdowns come around every 8 or 10 years, so probably we are due. No one has a crystal ball, but some economists think that a recession is a distinct possibility in 2019. Not a deep recession, but the Canadian economy could slip for a few quarters. We at the Trade Securely podcast aren't here to do any fear-mongering, but we thought it'd be prudent to offer some insights on how to protect your business from this uncertainty. I'm Janet Eastman, and my guest today is Mark Joma. He's Chief Sales Officer at Coface, a worldwide leader in credit insurance, helping companies manage and protect their accounts receivable against the risk of non-payment. Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Janet.
My pleasure. So, if economists are expecting a slowdown in the economy in the coming months, how is this likely to impact the credit insurance market?
I agree. There seems to be a growing consensus that we are going to witness an economic slowdown in the near future. Trade tension between major economies, Brexit, rising protectionism are some of the reasons such opinions are on the rise. This change in international trade obviously leads to a change in production. Coface, for instance, expects world GDP to increase by just 2.9%, a 0.3-point decrease compared to 2018. I personally believe that it will be a milder than the past one because of the lack of major problems in the housing problems and the fact that we in Canada have a well-capitalized banking system, which makes the economy more resilient. Having said that, in this environment of slower growth, companies are weakened. Business balance sheets today are significantly leveraged, as many have taken advantage of easy access to financing in order to fund growth. And heavily leveraged corporate balance sheets are exposed to risks, which can, in many cases, lead to corporate failure. So back to your question, the market expects the number of corporate insolvencies to increase. With such levels of uncertainty, we should expect an increase in demand for credit insurance. Businesses are expected to realize the importance of knowing their customers and seeking measures to protect their balance sheets. On the other hand, lenders will require stronger covenants and securities to protect their assets. Insurers will want to stay on top of risk and will be reasonably selective with risk they will want to accept. We do, however, find such an environment to be an opportunity to showcase the importance of using this solution to not just offer protection, but monitor and detect deterioration in risk.
So you said something interesting there. You are expecting to see more bankruptcies, so this should be a flag for most business owners, correct?
Absolutely. It is an environment that should invite businesses and companies in general to take a closer look and be on top of the risks they're exposed to.
Right. Okay. So if there is a slowdown and it arrives, is there a point when it will actually get hard to get receivables insurance or credit insurance coverage?
As the signs of an economic slowdown become stronger, insurers are obviously expected to become more selective with risks they want to be exposed to and will generally expect a higher return on such risks. Certain sectors are more vulnerable than in such environment, and insurers in general will reduce or exit risks, which exposes them to major risks in those industries. Companies who are insured are protected up to that point in time, obviously subject to the terms of their policies. Having said that, insurers obviously understand that we have a role to play in an economy, and good credit insurers will continue to invest a lot in information acquisition so that they remain informed and up to date on buyer, industry, and country risks in order to maintain a balanced approach.
Right. Okay, so receivables insurance is used to protect receivables from non-payment, but during an economic slowdown, as you said, there is information out there that the RI provider can offer that can be really valuable. So let's expand on this a bit, and what kind of detail on the creditworthiness of a company's clients can a receivables insurance or a credit insurance provider offer? Like, how deep is this insight?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying credit information is the backbone of credit insurance. Credit insurers invest a lot of capital in acquiring, evaluating, and using reliable data to facilitate the underwriting of risk they take on their buyers. most businesses look at credit insurance as a solution which helps them outsource their entire credit risk management to an insurer. And at the core of this solution is the ability to measure the risk they consider taking on prospects or clients and having their existing exposure to credit risk be monitored by the insurer. The way most policies work is that a client would apply for individual limits for their buyers who they want to name on their policy. The insurer uses the data they have on the buyers to evaluate the risk and accordingly approve, partially approve, or decline the limits requested. This is one way clients benefit from the insurer's information. Also, companies who have a cancelable limit solution are assured that their buyer's risk is being monitored by the insurer. Should there be a deterioration in that risk, the policyholder is usually notified whether that deterioration have resulted in an amendment on coverage or not. So businesses put a lot of trust in the insurer's ability to provide good quality underwriting based on up-to-date and complete information. And it is the insurer's responsibility to make sure the information they use is solid and reliable.
So this insight isn't just limited to export, which is, I think, what most people think you would use credit insurance or receivables insurance for. This is insight that is provided for companies around the world, and it's also provided for companies in Canada as well. So when a Canadian company buys a policy, they can have that domestic and export coverage and insight, correct?
Correct. If the insurer is offering coverage on the Canadian market, on Canadian buyers, they will have information on those buyers to facilitate the underwriting of that risk. Some carriers have the ability to exclusively insure exports, and others are open to insuring both domestic and export risk. But if that risk is being underwritten by the insurer, we should expect that they are using data and information, up-to-date information they have to facilitate that underwriting.
Right. Okay. So how important right now are the financial institutions' lending habits to the credit insurance market, and particularly when a slowdown is anticipated?
There are many ways a financial institution can benefit from credit insurance. The most common way banks in Canada utilize the policy is as a solution to help expand their lending capacity by replacing the risk they are assuming on assets. In this case, it's the client's receivables with a risk on the insurer's balance sheet. This is achieved by having their clients insure their receivables while the bank is listed on the policy as a loss payee. Hence, the policy is used as a method to enhance the risk profile of their client, allowing them to better support that client. There is obviously a correlation between the bank's appetite for risk and their demand for securities and covenants. A slowdown in the economy will most likely lead to a shrinkage in the bank's appetite for risk, which will result in the need to put more securities on assets they're lending against. When the lender is looking at receivables as an asset to lend against, a credit insurance policy is a strong security to have in place.
So tell me now how companies' needs have changed then when they're considering a receivables insurance solution, and how that those needs change actually in a current situation.
Absolutely. The awareness around credit insurance in general have certainly increased, and companies are now keen on acquiring a solution which matches their specific needs and challenges. Insurers today are having to be competitive when it comes to having a deeper understanding of the client's needs and structure a solution which makes sense from an underwriting and pricing perspectives. So companies have a better understanding of what can be available to them. Cancelable versus non-cancelable limits, for instance, named buyers policies where a portion of the receivables is carved out to be self-insured. There's an increasing interest in single buyer policies, which is a need to insure one or a few selected buyers, usually for the purpose of financing. Another example would be non-traditional per buyer risk sharing structures. Also, information is becoming at the center of discussions companies are having with us, realizing the power of information they and the need to have up-to-date data in an environment surrounded by uncertainty. We're also witnessing that companies are showing a lot more interest in political risk coverage, which is typically offered as part of the credit insurance policy. Political risk insurance have been historically considered as an add-on on a credit insurance policy, while we're seeing that companies want to be educated on the coverage and want to understand the protection that it offers.
So basically, if a company is looking for credit insurance, I don't know whether this is going to be a correct term to use or not, but they can, depending on how much they're willing to spend, really tailor make a policy for their needs. It's fairly flexible that they can get pretty much what they require, correct?
Generally speaking, obviously carriers have different value propositions, but the market is pressing carriers, credit insurers to be more creative and be flexible in terms of their offering. Yeah. The market is becoming more sophisticated and have a better understanding of what their needs are.
Right. Okay. So I guess you're right. Creative and flexible is probably better than tailor-made, because that sounds a little bit too prescriptive, but great. Okay. So do you have any tips for companies who are trying to prepare for this slowdown? Like if there's a company sitting out there, they don't have reciprocal mm-hmm. insurance, you know, what are some of the tips and steps that they should be looking at?
You know, we've learned from previous slowdowns and recessions that companies which had solid and well-defined risk management frameworks were resilient and less impacted by the slowdown. Focusing on credit risk, businesses need to make sure they have systems, tools, and processes to identify, measure, and mitigate credit risk. The foundation to such a system is information. You cannot basically manage risks you cannot see. Businesses need to have tools in place to measure the risk they're exposed to and make sure they are not overexposed. We know that corporate failures are triggered by a wide range of circumstances which cannot be easily detected. We're seeing that payment behavior and size of operation are important variables when judging the creditworthiness of companies, but can also be misleading when making that judgment. So businesses need to stay also on top of their receivables. They want to make every effort to collect their money on time to avoid accumulation of risk in such an environment. A credit insurance policy obviously is an excellent solution, which helps add structure to a company's credit risk management procedures. It's also a solution which helps in identifying risk, monitoring that risk, collect unpaid debts, and finally offer protection in case all these measures fail.
So I think the one thing that we have to make clear to people too, when you go out and you buy car insurance and it's good for the year or whatever, and you don't really worry about it. You get the policy, you put it on a shelf and you're done. But with credit insurance or receivables insurance, this is something that's fairly active and there are people with eyes on it all the time. So if there is a problem coming down, somebody, if it is impacting your policy, is going to let you know about that. So it's kind of a living, breathing thing that continues with support all through the year, correct?
Absolutely. It's a dynamic solution. It's a system that helps a company identify risks they want to be exposed to. If they're working with prospects, they want to make sure that those prospects are in good financial standing. They onboard those clients. They're protected, they're having the risk monitored by the insurer. If there are any red flags or deterioration in risk, the insurers will typically inform their clients of that. And obviously, if the insurer and the client fail to detect that deterioration in risk, they have a protection in place.
Right. Okay. Mark, thank you very much for your time, and perhaps we'll be chatting to you in the future about this possible slowdown in the economy, but I really appreciate the insights that you've given us today. We at REAC really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. The Trade Security Podcast is brought to you by the Receivables Insurance Association of Canada. We're helping Canadian businesses grow safely and securely at home and abroad. So please share the podcast with your business network. You can also follow us on Twitter at Receivables Canada, LinkedIn at Receivables Insurance Association of Canada, and you can check out our YouTube channel under Trade Securely. You can also visit our business news website at tradesecurely.ca. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks very much for listening.